Matthew 4 and 18, the Bible said, "And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him." Mark chapter 1, the same account. I just want to read it again. Mark 1 and 16. "Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew his brother casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. And when he had gone a little further thence, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, who also were in the ship mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants and went after him." Amen. Praise God. I want to preach for a little while from this title, The Internal Yes. Amen. The Internal Yes. Set your Bibles down and lift your hands to the Lord. Amen. All across this house, lift your voice to the Lord. Come on, we need God to help us in this house. Come on, we need the strength of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, prayer warriors, help me pray for a moment. God, you're going to work on every one of us today. Come on, join up with somebody next to you if it's appropriate. Come on, I want God to work on us. I don't want it to just be another Sunday. Come on, I want to be stirred. I want to be moved. I want to be changed. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Come on, in a way of worship, why don't you put your hands together? Amen. Clap your hands, all ye people. Hallelujah. While you're clapping, open your mouth and shout unto God. Oh, we love you. We love you. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You can be seated. Thank you for standing. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. The story today is about the calling of some of the disciples of Jesus. I want to tell you, if God would have never called you, you would have never showed up here. Amen. So you can go ahead and get that out of your mind, whether God really wants me or not. Because he would have never called you if he didn't want you. Amen. The story today is about two sets of brothers, Simon Peter and his brother Andrew. And then there was two more brothers by the name of James and John. James and John would later on in life be given the name from Jesus, given the title, the Sons of Thunder. Amen. Let me tell you something. God's looking for people that aren't scared to tell the truth about who he is, and not people scared to witness. And amen. Well, hallelujah. I think God wants people to be bold and, amen, not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but tell everybody that we know about what happened to us. The Bible said you need to always be ready to give a reason for the hope that is in you. Does anybody have any hope in the house? Yeah. Hallelujah. If you've got the Holy Ghost, you've got hope. So the calling of these two brothers was simply Jesus coming up to them, and we see from our vantage point, we see and we hear the external. He walks up to them. He makes a call to them. He says, hey, I want you to follow me. Everybody say, follow me. Amen. Jesus said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Amen. God wants to change what you do. God wants to change how you act. Amen. One of the Gospels would say that they straightway left their nets. And the other Gospel would say that they straightway forsook their nets. Amen. Regardless of how you want to say it, they gave up on their desires and dreams and ambitions. Amen. To hear the call of God. Amen. And if you think... you think God's going to call you and let you stay who you are and keep your same attitude and you're the one in control and you decide this and you decide that? Let me tell you who Jesus is looking for. He's looking for somebody he can call, and when he calls, they straightforward quit who they are and say, I'm going to follow Jesus. No matter where it takes me, no matter what I gotta do, I'm gonna go with him. Hallelujah. Clap your hands to the Lord together. Amen. And from our vantage point, we see the external. We see the external yes. When Jesus asked him, I want you to follow me, we can see from the story the fruits of what's going on. The laying down of the nets and laying down of their life. But let me tell you something. Before you will ever see an external yes, long before there was something on the inside, amen, that had to say yes to Jesus before they ever took the first step. Amen. Can I just preach a little while how I feel it in my spirit? Amen. Don't get fooled about what you see on the outside. Amen. Nobody ever went to an old-fashioned altar until there was something on the inside that said, I can't make it another day without you, Lord. I don't have the answers. You got the answer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, I don't know how this yes happened. I don't know if Jesus began to walk up to them and his voice was so commanding and so anointed that immediately their heart just melted and said, yes, Lord, amen, we'll follow you. And then you began to see the external. I don't know if it happened like that or if it happened like it happened in my life and probably your life. Amen, but long before I ever met him face to face, he come into my room. Amen, he began to tug on my heart. Days and weeks and months and maybe even years that God was tugging on me. You don't belong out there. Amen. One of these days, I'm going to pull you to the house of prayer. Amen. And when he did, I was ready to say, yes, Lord. Amen. Thank God that he knows where we're at. Thank God he knows who you are. Come on, let's love him right now. Hallelujah, we love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Realize when somebody begins to pray and somebody begins to turn their life around, it ain't just their feet picking them up and leading them to church. Amen. It's not their legs saying, oh, it's time to go to church. Amen. It's long before your feet start to move, your heart begins to move. Amen. Long before you begin to take steps toward God, your heart begins to take steps towards God. Your heart is where decisions are made. Your heart is where you live your life, really. Your heart makes up your mind whether you're going to get up or you're going to lay down. Your heart, amen, I'm going to preach about your heart. I'm going to preach you. You better learn how to say yes, Lord, way down in the deep depths of your soul. Itarabaha shataye. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, the devil's a liar. Hallelujah. Amen. Before they began to walk with Jesus, amen, their heart was beginning to say, oh, there's got to be something different. The alcoholic, before he comes and gets delivered, has to be saying down deep in his heart, there's got to be something different. I say the good old worldly person that's moral and living the life, just trying to be moral, before they ever come to an altar, they got to be saying in their heart, there's got to be more than what I got. Your heart has to say yes before your feet can say yes. Your heart has got to say, okay, Lord, before you lay down the nets, before you lay down your old friends, before you get rid of everything, every temptation, your heart will have to say yes. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together. Thank you, Jesus. I'm preaching to somebody's heart today. Amen. Thank God for deep messages of theology. Amen. But it wasn't people moving my mind that got me to an altar. It was the Word of God that got in my heart, that began to wreck my life, that began to mess me up, that made me go to an altar. Amen. I preached a funeral in Crockett, Texas about a week ago, and the Lord began to deal with me. Don't just sit up there and act quiet. I want you to preach. You got one chance to preach to all of Crockett, Texas. The mayor was there. All of her family was there. And I began to preach. You better open your mouth and cry out to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it don't matter where you come from, you need to hear the gospel. Hallelujah, my wife. And I took my Coke bottle down to Crockett, Texas. Hallelujah. Praise God. I began to shake up my Coke bottle. And I watched their eyeballs as that thing began to foam up. I said, you're hurting inside. You don't know why. You tried everything. You smoked everything. You shot it up. You did everything you know to do to try to find peace. And you're like a bottle that's all shook up. And you're under pressure. And you don't know what to do. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. I said, God wants you to take the lid off and cry out to him. I think two or three people got the Holy Ghost at that funeral. And everybody in Crockett, Texas is stirred up right now saying, I got to get that Holy Ghost. I got to change. Their heart is beginning to move. Come on, let's praise God right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. But the heart has got to answer questions. Long before you say yes with your temple, your being, there's got to be a yes in your heart. Yes, I'm willing to forsake my old life to become what God wants me to be. Yes, I'm willing to sell out to follow Jesus. Yes, I'm willing, if I must, separate from friends to live for God. Hallelujah. These men left their father in the boat. Let me tell you, if family keeps you out of church, they're going to send you to hell is what they're going to do. You better make up in your heart. I hope they all want to come. I hope they live for God. But if they don't, I am. Nobody on this planet is going to pull me out. My heart is set up. I got my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. I'm going to do it come what may. Let them do what they want to do. I got to do what is necessary to be a follower of Jesus Christ. The sons of thunder, they left their dad and the hired servants on the boat. That tells me that was a pretty good business. Let me tell you, if money keeps you from living for God, you're going to be lost too. You can't serve God and mammon. You better make up your mind. I'm leaving it all. There's nothing going to keep me. Hallelujah. Amen. There had to be an internal. Everybody say internal. There had to be an internal yes before they could ever start walking the shore of Galilee. Your heart is where decisions are made. That's why the Bible would say, keep your heart with all diligence. Hallelujah. For out of it are the issues of life. Not like issues like problems. It means issues like the origins. Like a river issued out of it's the origin. Out of your heart is the beginning of everything in your life. Out of your heart, it is the source of everything that you do or don't do. It was a decision made in your heart. Don't tell me somebody made me do it. Don't tell me the devil made you do it. He might have talked to you, but it was your heart is where it issued from. The answer, yes or no. Hallelujah. Amen. If you said yes to Jesus, it's going to be a source from your heart. And if you walk out and say, no, I'm not doing it, it will have been sourced from your heart. Hey, I'm trying to get the blame out of everybody's life. Well, this is who I am because somebody stepped on my toe one time. Somebody did something to me. I'm sorry somebody did something to you, but somebody did something to me too. And if you had time, I could tell you about somebody did something to everybody else here too. Everybody's been done wrong. Everybody's been mistreated. You got to get over that. You got to quit using it as an excuse for saying no to Jesus. You ought to use it as an excuse to say, I'm more than a conqueror. After all I've been through, look where I'm at today. I got the Holy Ghost down in my soul. Just like the Bible, in spite. Everybody say in spite. In spite of what I've been through. Quit being the victim and say, look at how big God is. I've been stepped on. I've been mistreated. I've been left out. But here I am, and I got the joy of the Lord. I'm on my way to heaven. Yeah. Hallelujah. The devil's a liar. The devil's a liar. Don't let him tell you you can't live for God. If your heart says, I'm going to do it, you can do it, my friend. If you make up your mind, I'm going to be the only one in my family ain't an alcoholic or a drug addict or whatever. If I'm the only one that goes down in Jesus' name, I'll just be the only one. But I'm going to follow Jesus. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Amen. I'm trying to help somebody. Amen. This is an internal process. Amen. That leads to an external show. Amen. When I repented, it wasn't, I just didn't wake up that day and think, you know, it'd be pretty cool to go repent. I wonder what it feel like when I was 10 or 11 years old. I didn't just say, well, I wonder what it'd feel like to jump in that baptistry. No. Amen. The preacher preached a message, and it began to mess with my heart. And when it messed with my heart, I started praying and crying. And it wasn't very long. I was going down in Jesus' name. But it was a decision that I made in my heart. You can't make nobody live for God. Amen. I wish you could. I'd handcuff you or whatever, however. But you can't do that. If your heart is saying no, I can't make it say yes. All I can do is preach the word. Amen. And try to mess with it one more time and see what happens. This may be the day, amen, that your heart gets messed with enough that you lay down the nets. You lay down the drugs. You lay down the alcohol. You lay down the perversion. And you say, you tried everything else. Let's try Jesus. What do you say? When you learn how powerful your thoughts are, you'll know I need to guard these. You need to be careful what you look at online. Amen. The enemy wants to mess up your heart. And he'll do it however he can get to you. If it's a friend, he'll use your friend. If it's family, he'll use your family. If it's the internet, he'll use the internet. If it's an addiction, he'll use an addiction. Amen. But you better realize how powerful your thoughts are. Amen. You better realize how powerful your heart is. Because whatever your heart decides to do is what you're going to do. That's why you can't sit there and be bitter. You can't sit there full of hatred. You can't dwell on who's done this. Amen. Your thoughts will mess you up. The Bible said, as a man thinketh, so is he. I want to tell you, I don't want to think I'm a failure. I'm not going to speak I'm a failure. I'm going to say I'm more than a conqueror. Overcomer. I'm an overcomer. By the blood of the Lamb. By my testimony. Amen. I'm not who I was. Amen. I'm not. And I'm never going back. Amen. I laid down the nets. And I started following Jesus. And I'm not looking for an exit. I'm not looking for a place to turn around. And I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. You got to understand how powerful your thoughts are. I've watched people just think until they were lost. And I've tried to talk to them, but you could see that their heart was set on being lost, being in the condition they are. I'm going to tell you, your mind can start thinking dumb things. If you don't stop those dumb thoughts, you'll be doing dumb things. Hallelujah. The Bible said, cast down imaginations. Everybody say, cast them down. Cast down imaginations. Praise God. I know we're in a fancy church and all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. I got three grandsons. The oldest one has got a vivid imagination. He's older now, but when he's like 3 or 4 or 5, I could say, Becton, without even this, with just my fingers, I say, Becton, I'm a dinosaur. And he would stare at me. He knew who I was. He'd known me for 5 years. I'd bring slushies and Reese's and all kind of diabetes-causing stuff. He knew who I was, but it was this imagination that I said, Becton, I'm a dinosaur, and I'm about to get you. He would just stare. He'd take off running. He knew. He knew I wasn't a dinosaur. Some of you think I am. What did the Bible say? Cast down imaginations. Tell your mind to play tricks on you. He said, and every high thing that it exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You got to learn how to cast down goofy imaginations. Hallelujah. Well, how do I know if it's just my imagination? This is how you know. If the thought is not obedient to Christ, it's your mind playing tricks on you. When Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll go with you even to the end of the world, and your imagination says, God is finished with me. That would be a good imagination to cast down. Imagination, boy, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Imagination was given to people to help people. Hey, amen. It took an imagination for somebody to create a speaker that would make it loud enough for you to hear. Somebody thought, boy, I wonder if you could take some capacitors, connect them with this and do this. God gives people imagination for good stuff. But everything good that God gives, the devil tries to pervert. Well, hallelujah. You got to be careful about your own imagination. Oh boy, it got quiet all of a sudden here. Hallelujah. Quit letting the enemy hijack your thoughts. I tell you what, if you would pray, you would get rid of that wicked imagination anyway. If you'd get a prayer life and you'd touch the hem of his garment, you'd get rid of your... Hallelujah. The problem with an imagination out of control is that your imagination will cause your heart to start making decisions for you. It wouldn't be that big a deal if you just had a goofy thought. The problem with the goofy thought is that if you don't put it in jail, it'll get down there in your heart. And your heart is what's making decisions for your life. If there ever was a time, you need to understand, I need to control my mind. Well, praise God. If you allow a goofy imagination to start messing with your heart, you're going to start making bad decisions. I've seen people quit church over imaginary events that never happened. They said at the old church, not the old church, the old church one time, somebody told me I'm not going to church because somebody, it was a huge building, you should have been there. I was like 20 foot. It's like somebody over there looked at me wrong. They gave me a dirty look. I know they don't want me here. You know what I did? I went over and I said, did you give them a dirty look? They said, what? During that song, did you look over there and give them a dirty look? No. There was a water leak behind that. I was looking behind them. There was water coming in because it was a special building. When it would rain, water came in the sanctuary. It was just, we just got the shop backs and kept on having church. Amen. But somebody looked at somebody and caused them to quit coming to church. I've seen people disown their own kids over goofy imaginary things that never happened. You don't have to amen me. I prayed almost all day long yesterday. Amen. I've seen people give up their marriage over goofy imaginary things that never even happened. Well, I feel like you need to get past your feelings. Start dealing with facts. Amen. Well, I just feel,
I just imagine. Well, you need to quit imagining stuff. Imaginations will cause you to be lost. Amen. You need to get a prayer life instead of an imaginary life. Amen. And when you get a prayer life, begin to reason. Amen. Praise God. I don't want my heart to be led by imaginations. Hallelujah. I said, I don't want my heart to be led by imagination. I want my heart to be led by the Word of God. Boy, you're talking about good decisions is when you start letting your heart be led by the Word. When Simon Peter preached a message on the day of Pentecost, and he preached repentance in Jesus' name, baptism, infilling of the Holy Ghost, the Bible said they were pricked in their heart, meaning the Word of God, the call of God, started messing with them. That's what I want. Lord, some people, I think they feel like they're heroes if you preach and they don't cry. I'm thinking you're spiritually low IQ. You want God's Word to wreck you. Something's going to wreck you. Either you're going to wreck yourself. Either your imagination's going to wreck you. I just feel like she's got a boyfriend. Let me tell you, God, everything that's done in darkness, my Bible said, will be brought to the light. Amen. You ain't got to imagine nothing. God has a way of exposing things. Amen. And when he exposes things, it won't be just you know it, but it'll be shouted from the rooftop. You know what? You just throw your imagination out the window and open up your Bible and say, God, I need your help. I need your strength. Hallelujah. Amen. The Word of God began to wreck those people that were there that day. Amen. Why did God allow Simon Peter to preach a message that was going to prick their hearts? You want to know why? Because that's where decisions are made. He could have talked about red horses and golden vials, and everybody would have thought, what on earth? Man, there's a time for that, maybe, I guess, surely. Amen. But God wants to speak to people's hearts, because your heart is where you either lay down the nets or you turn your back on him and keep doing what you always done. I feel like God's going to back me up today. Hallelujah. Amen. So God gave him a message, and it wasn't just the message. There was an anointing on the message. God anoints his real word, and it's like a two-edged sword. Hey, man, you got somebody saying words that are messing with you, and then you got a God that's giving you a feeling that's messing with you on the other side. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you, when God gets through with you, you might as well just get on an altar and quit fighting against it and quit rebelling and just... Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The day of Pentecost was just like the day Jesus walked down the shores of Galilee. Amen. There was a call, and there was a pondering, and then there was a decision. There was a call. There was a, hang on, let me think about it. Amen. Let my heart. And then there was a decision. The Bible said, and they that gladly received it. Amen. If you don't like it, you're going to be lost anyway. This gospel is one you got to gladly receive. The Bible said they that gladly received it were added to the church. They were baptized, 3,000 people.
Amen. I was thinking about, amen, what was going to happen today when I began to preach. Praise the Lord. It's going to be just like the day that Jesus walked the shores of Galilee looking for one more disciple. Actually, four more. There must be four in here today that God's trying to get a hold of. Maybe 200, who knows? Amen. There is a call going out today. Hallelujah. For every time the word is preached, there's a call that goes out. Amen. And when the call goes out, there's a pondering. Amen. People that run to the altar real fast and don't ever think about it. Amen. They usually don't ever make it back. Because I'm thinking, oh, I don't know, something disconnected. But anyway, they got out of sequence. Because God likes to deal with people's hearts. Praise God. God likes to get down to where you're living. Amen. Praise God. There was, I was preaching at a funeral, my Lord. I was preaching about the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. And I was looking at people and I thought, man, I don't think this is going over very well. Amen. Praise God. Some of them were jumping up and down, hollering. Amen. Yeah. And then some of them were looking at me like, what on earth? Who allowed this guy? Who invited this guy to come? So I went ahead and settled that at the beginning of the sermon. The funeral, I said, thank you for the invitation. The family invited me to come. And so anyway. But I was getting some looks like, I cannot wait till this is over. Amen. And one of them in particular I was thinking about kept staring at me like you ain't getting me. You preach all you want, you ain't getting me. Amen. By that evening, she was texting people saying, I got to get the Holy Ghost. I got to get my life right. Hey, this word will mess with you. I want to mess with people today. Praise God. What time is it? It's still early. I got a lot to preach. Amen. Today's going to be just like the day Jesus walked the shores of Galilee. Today's going to be just like the day of Pentecost. The word's going forth. Everybody say the word's going to go forth. And the heart has to decide what to do with it. And you can't get the Holy Ghost until your heart says, I want it. Some people think it's like something on a shelf. You could grab it and pay $34 and walk out and spray it on you and you smell good. But never really commit to it. You ain't going to get the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost is something, it's a decision you got to make. When you're willing to lay down the nets. Boy, I feel Jesus in this place. Amen. It's a decision, and I wish I could tell you I made mine real fast, but it was years he was pulling on me. Some people are more hard-headed than others. Amen. But some people think stuff out. I'll say that. Some people think stuff out better than other people do. Amen. But I kept going to church with my wife to make peace in my home. Amen. And that preacher would preach. And when he would preach, it would mess with my heart. But I'd try to act like it wouldn't bother me. And I'd walk out and listen to the game on the way home or the race or whatever was on. And act like it didn't bother me. And then I'd go back again and it messed with me again. And then it messed with me again and it messed with me again. Thank the Lord. You know what I pray every day? God, I'm thankful you never quit working on me. God, I've been praying, God, I want to love people like you love people. God, I want to be long-suffering like you're long-suffering. I want to pray for people like you prayed for people. I want to see the good in people like you see the good in people. Well, that's a good prayer to pray. God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. In the name of Jesus, I feel like God's about to deal with somebody's heart. Amen. If I thought we were promised another 100 years, I would say take your time. Do what you got to do. But I feel like God needs to deal with somebody's heart. Amen. Life is short. Amen. I preached a funeral of a 52-year-old man. Amen. And I'm 50 and I'm thinking about it. Life's short. Amen. We're not promised anything. God, I don't want my heart to get hardened. I don't want it to get bitter, because a bitter heart makes bad decisions. A hurt heart makes bad decisions. Amen. A mad heart makes bad decisions. You know what you need to learn how to pray? God, let my heart be tender. I don't want a heart of stone, but I want a heart of flesh. I want you to be able to deal with me. I want you to be able to work on me. I don't want to get offended every time they say something. I don't want to be a snowflake. I want to be somebody that God can deal with. Hallelujah. Amen. The yes has got to come from the inside before you'll ever see it on the outside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just got a feeling them brothers that were sitting there, and there's no telling what they had heard about the Messiah and the stories, and that he was going to come and what it was going to be like. I don't know if it was just God had been dealing with them brothers, but their heart was right. Amen. Let me tell you, if you straightway let your nets down. Could I say it like this? If you straightway, if you immediately are willing to get rid of your old life and follow Jesus, that's a good sign God's been working on you for quite a while. Hallelujah. I'm preaching today because God gave me a word. Amen. Don't use your mind to speak to their mind. Amen. Use your heart to talk to their heart. Amen. Get down to where they're living. Amen. Tell them I love them. Tell them I want to live the rest of their lives with me. I want to be with them. Tell them I want them to be the bride. Amen. Tell them my words. Tell them, bride. Come on, bride. Amen. Tell them I laid down my life for them. Tell them, amen, the stripes that were laid upon my back was so that they could be healed. Tell them the blood that I shed was for the remission of the sins. So it don't matter what side of the tracks they come from. It don't matter what mistakes they made. It don't matter how bad they've been. Tell them my blood is powerful enough to cover every sin. Amen. Tell them I hung on a cross. The Bible would say that his back would look like a plowed field. They had beat him with whips that were impregnated with different types of stones. Amen. To where when they hit, amen, it would cut. And the Bible said his back was plowed up, the skin and the meat. I thought he could have quit at any time. He could have stopped it. He could have called angels at any time. But he said, no, I love them this much. I love them so much that I'm going to sit here and I'm going to despise the shame. I see the joy that is set before me. Amen. I come to preach a message to you today. Amen. This ain't all about theology and all the deep dark secrets, but this is a love story more than anything else. This is a love story of a God who gave it all so you could be free. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, stand together with me and lift your hands to the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost. Sharama.
Ramose. Sarama. Idamose. Idama. Israel heard the word of God many times. I'll tell you, there's been billions of people who's heard the gospel. But they didn't all move. So the Bible would say things like this. Don't harden your heart. Amen. When the word of God is trying to touch you, don't put up walls in front of you. Try to harden your heart. You're becoming your worst enemy. He would say things like this. Quench not the spirit. What he's saying is when the spirit is trying to get down to where you're living. Amen. And it's trying to offer help to you. Don't turn your back on it. Because if this gospel can never get in your heart, it'll never be able to change you. If this gospel can't move you, you're unmovable. Hallelujah. If this love story can't wreck your world, you're on the Broadway that leads to destruction. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. You know, I'm going to pray a prayer. God, touch the heart of every person in this church. Come on, why is this important? Because that's your decision maker. Your heart is your decision maker. Come on, help me pray a prayer right now. God, touch my heart. God, if you don't deal with my heart, I'm in trouble. God, if I can't cry, I'm in trouble. If I can't become moved, become broken, I'm in trouble. God, come on, don't let the disappointments of life harden your heart. Don't let the letdowns of life cause your heart to become so bitter. The word can't move you. The calling of God can't move you. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, let's turn this place into a prayer room. Let's turn it into a house of prayer. When God changes your heart, it's going to turn your life around. Come on. Come on, let the walls down. Come on, let the walls down. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
On my soul. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Completely.
Come on, I got a made up mind, God.
To the depths of my soul.
Come on, deal with my spirit,
yes,
God.
Come,
oh,
yes,
God.
My soul.
God,
yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, Holy
From
Ghost.
From the bottom of my heart.
Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, cast down imaginations. Come on, get rid of every thought that's not obedient to God.
I love you.
Oh, Jesus.
From the bottom of my heart,
from my heart, God,
to the depths of my soul.
Come on,
yes, Lord.
Come on, why don't you find somebody and help them?
Completely
pray together with somebody.
Yes,
hallelujah. We need victory in our lives.
Says yes.
Come on, young couples.
I love you.
Come on. Come on, young people.
You.
Come on, let
from
God deal with you.
My heart,
come on, go harden your heart.
My soul,
don't become
I
cold.
You.
Stay firm.
I really do.
Oh,
my
God.
My soul says yes.
Hit
yes. Yes, Lord.
Sharabasiata.
Yes, Lord.
Come on.
From the bottom of my
come on, there's an answer for
to
you.
The depths of my soul.
Come on, God's got an answer.
Lord. Completely yes.
Come on, God's got peace and joy
my
for you.
Says yes.
Come on, God's got a future for you.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
From the bottom of my heart.
God, I want
to
make the right decisions. Don't let me destroy
yes,
my own
Lord.
Family. Oh.
Completely yes, my soul.
Come on.
Says yes.
Come on, help somebody pray.
I love you.
Come on, God is moving. Come on, God is helping people.
From the bottom of my
heart
to the depths.